From Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. The New Alliance Party is offering itself as a progressive alternative to Democratic and Republican Party politics. The New Alliance Party's presidential candidate is Lenora Fulani, an African-American woman. But critics of the party describe it as a cult group headed by a white man named Fred Newman. Coming up, we invite Newman to answer the charges of his critics. And book critic John Leonard reviews the novel An Act of Terror by the white South African writer Andre Brink. It's about two Afrikaners who plot to assassinate their country's president in the hopes of wreaking havoc on the apartheid system. That's all coming up on Fresh Air.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. More than 300 Haitian boat people sent home by the U.S. government arrived today in Port-au-Prince. However, the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees says that she's greatly concerned about continuing reports of human rights abuses in Haiti. Sally Eckroyd of the BBC reports.
Mrs. Ogata said her office had specially asked Washington to delay the repatriation program until the situation in Haiti had stabilized. Since last year's military takeover there, she said, continuing reports of serious human rights abuses and violence by the security forces had been a cause for great concern. The Americans say the overwhelming majority of them don't qualify for political asylum. In fact, they say they're economic migrants seeking a better life abroad. But that position's also been criticised by the human rights organisation Amnesty International. It's warned the refugees could on their return be imprisoned, maltreated, or even face execution by the new authorities, who ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide last year.
Sally Eckroyd of the BBC. In Yugoslavia, government leaders say that they will enforce a UN peacekeeping plan. Even though Serbian leaders have turned down the peace plan, government leaders say that they will guarantee conditions for deployment of UN peacekeeping forces. UN officials have said that forces will be sent to Croatia only if a peace agreement is kept. Agreement of all factions in the 7 months of fighting is needed to carry out the UN plan. More than 6,000 people have been killed in fighting between Croatian and Serbian forces. There are reports that Thomas Pickering, the U.S. delegate to the U.N., will soon be named ambassador to India. He reportedly will be replaced by State Department official Edward Perkins. In New York, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Pickering has been the United States ambassador to the U.N. since March 1989. The 60-year-old career diplomat has served as Washington's representative to the U.N. at a time when the organization has been playing a more enhanced role in the world. He helped negotiate the U.N. Security Council resolutions on Iraq during the Gulf War. But Pickering reportedly was not well-liked by senior State Department officials, and his departure has been widely anticipated for several months. Pickering's replacement is expected to be Edward Perkins, the former U.S. envoy to South Africa, who now serves in the State Department. The transition is expected to happen soon. U.S. officials refused to comment on the matter today, as did Pickering himself. In New York, this is Jim Zaroli reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials moved up nearly 11 points to close at 3,234.12 on volume of some 182 million shares. Advancing issues led declines by a margin of 9 to 8. This is NPR News. President Bush and Democratic governors clashed this morning over the nation's budget plans. Mr. Bush called on the governors to pressure Congress to meet his March 20th deadline for approval of his budget proposals. But Colorado Governor Roy Romer told the president that there are other approaches, and he called for larger military cuts. In North Dakota, Governor George Sinner said the nation is plunging into a sewer of debt, and he charged that the wealthy could be taxed more. Attorneys for former Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega today called their client an ally of the United States. In their opening statement, defense attorneys said Noriega gave unprecedented cooperation to U.S. drug enforcement officials. Melissa Mancini reports from Miami.
Defense Attorney John May's opening statement outlined several areas in which General Noriega had assisted. May said Noriega was involved with the identification and apprehension of narco-traffickers, drug and chemical seizures, and even a top-secret operation against money launderers. The defense added some of the most significant operations against Colombia's Medellin drug cartel were made possible through the efforts of Noriega and his anti-narcotics unit. Attorney May suggested several former DEA administrators will testify Noriega's assistance far surpassed cooperation received elsewhere in Latin America. But today's testimony by former DEA Administrator Peter Bensinger was not favorable. As a hostile witness, Bensinger said he had always regarded Noriega with suspicion. For National Public Radio, I'm Melissa Mancini in Miami.
A top government official in Russia says that residents still face two more years of hard economic times. The nation's deputy prime minister says that he believes, though, that a rise in prices has slowed, but he said inflation is still out of control. This is National Public Radio News in Washington.
This is Fresh Air. As the presidential campaign heats up, many Americans are finding traditional Democratic and Republican Party politics bankrupt. Some say the best current alternative is the New Alliance Party. Their presidential candidate is Dr. Lenora Falani, an African-American woman. She's built her campaign on what she describes as progressive issues and the concerns of people of color, women, and gays. But some critics say the party is really part of a cult group run by a white man named Fred Newman. Newman also runs a network of therapy groups, which some critics say is used to recruit new party members. In the first half of our show, we heard from Chip Berlay, an analyst with the group Political Research Associates. He investigates authoritarian groups and has been monitoring the New Alliance Party for several years. We asked Fred Newman to talk with us about the party. I asked him to respond to charges that the New Alliance Party is part of a cult group.
My response is that it's not true. It's not even remotely true. And that these are, I think, politically motivated attacks by politically motivated people.
What's your place within the party?
My place?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Falani's campaign manager, and have been that before, and I'm a member of the executive board of the party, the New Alliance Party.
And you're one of the founders of the party?
And one of the founders of the party.
What is the relationship between the New Alliance Party and your therapy groups?
None.
Would you describe your therapeutic approach?
Yeah, the approach is based on a lot of people's work, R.D. Lang's work back in the 60s, Wilhelm Reich's work, Carl Rogers' work, and then the very much influenced by the work of the Soviet developmental psychologist Lev Vygotsky. And the approach, effectively, is that what people need to do in order to deal with their emotional problems is to work together in group contexts. Our work is mainly group therapy, to create the environments in which it's possible to literally reshape one's emotional development, and it's out of that work—the work of building the new environment—that people are helped. That's the basic premise: that people's problems are caused by the structure of our environments, of their environments, be they broad, you know, structures or families or communities or the institutions, the ideology. And in order to deal with emotional problems, people together have to find ways of working together to create new kinds of environments.
Are most of the people who have run as candidates on the party people who have also taken your therapy sessions?
No.
Has Dr. Falani?
Dr. Falani was in therapy with me for a period of time, yes.
Is she a therapist herself in your school?
Yes, she is. She has a PhD in developmental psychology, and she does therapy on 125th Street in Harlem.
In your approach? She practices
yes,
your
she
approach?
She practices the social therapeutic approach, right.
Do many people who have come in for therapy in your approach, have they ended up in the party, you know, as members of the party?
Relatively small percentage. But some people do, yes.
The New Alliance Party describes itself as pro-civil rights, pro-women's rights,
mm-hmm.
pro-gay.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been people who have spoken out in those areas against the party. And I thought I'd read an example of one of them. The party is strongly pro-gay. I have a letter here from 1989 from the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. It's a letter directed to the International Lesbian and Gay Task Force recommending that your group not be granted membership into the International Lesbian and Gay Association. And the letter says, "We take this unusual and somewhat extreme measure because in its dealings with the U.S. gay and lesbian organizations and communities, the New Alliance Party has never demonstrated significant commitment to the aspirations of the U.S. gay and lesbian political movement. The New Alliance Party's long and disturbing history is filled with stories of deception, infiltration, disruption, and attempted destruction of autonomous organizations working within larger political movements." What do you say to that?
Well, what I say is that there are tens of thousands of gay people who are members of, supporters of, voters in support of Dr. Filani, who disagree strongly with that. Within the gay movement, there are a wide range of different groupings and peoples with different political positions. There are gay Republicans, there are gay communists, there are gay fascists, there are gay Democrats. There's a broad range of folks who make up the gay movement. It is not a homogeneous movement, politically speaking. And I don't think, what we believe in, what Dr. Filani believes in, is the politics of inclusion, of including people. We don't keep any people out, whatever it is that they have to say, nor do we work to keep people out. We work to keep people and bring people in. So this particular action, I think, is an outrageous anti-democratic action, which attempts to exclude rather than include people and bring people together.
But here's the thing. The task force is a pretty broad group, and here's a letter from another group, the National Coalition for Black Lesbians and Gays, and your group is, you know, pro-gay rights and certainly very strongly pro-civil rights, pro-black rights. This letter from the National Coalition also directed to the International Lesbian and Gay Association, asking that your group not be granted membership. This letter says, "Repeatedly, the New Alliance Party has, under the guise of solidarity, brought disruption and chaos to our efforts."
Is there an example of that?
Well, I can
read you one example.
Yeah, I can read you an example from the previous letter.
Let's hear it.
Okay. In San Diego, the New Alliance Party presidential candidate Lenora Filani dominated a spring 1988 AIDS candlelight vigil with a long speech about her campaign. Many were offended by her takeover of the event. Here's another one. The New Jewish Agenda, a U.S. organization of progressive Jews based in New York City, reported an attempted takeover of their membership structure by the New Alliance Party in 1988 and 89. NAP members joined New Jewish Agenda in large numbers and dominated meetings by attempting to steer NJA away from its own organizational agenda and toward a New Alliance Party agenda. After many frustrating months, New Jewish Agenda voted to expel from its membership all New Alliance Party members. These examples are all from the letter from the Gay and Lesbian Task Force to the International Lesbian and Gay Association. I think the recurring theme here is that different groups have said that what the New Alliance Party does to build its own ranks is to come into Jewish groups. Wait, let me finish. To come into Jewish groups and gay groups and welfare groups. But let me just finish here. The charge that these groups are making is that the party comes in and instead of supporting the work of those groups, it tries to take the membership of those groups and bring it into the New Alliance Party without any regard.
Yeah, I get the charge.
In other words, to kind of co-opt the groups.
Right, the charge is a complete falsehood, you see. And the issue that I think it would be helpful to look at is why Mr. Burleigh and these handful of other people would make those kinds of charges when there is absolutely no basis for them.
My guest is Fred Newman, founder of the New Alliance Party. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Fred Newman, the founder of the New Alliance Party, one of America's fastest-growing independent parties. Their candidate for president is Dr. Lenora Filani. Does it concern you that, you know, your party, which says that it stands for gay rights, would have been disavowed by two of the leading gay rights coalitions, including one of them that represents black gays and lesbians?
Because those gay rights organizations that you're identifying are tied, hook, line, and sinker to the Democratic Party. And if you want to understand, if you're serious about wanting an open statement about who Mr. Burleigh and these people are, you got to make that and see that connection. You see, Burleigh is nothing but the Jennifer Flowers of the so-called minor party candidates. That's who he is. What he's doing at this point is to attack Dr. Filani in what is a politically motivated attack. He works for an organization called PRA, which is the Public Research Associates. The person who runs that organization, a woman named Miss Hardesty, Jean Hardesty, is a large donor to Democratic Party candidates through PACs and whatever. This year is a heavy supporter of Senator Kerry from Nebraska. That's who that outfit is. They put this thing out effectively to attack Dr. Polanyi when she's running for political office, which is a highly questionable thing legally, since they're a 501c3 organization. And hopefully they are now under investigation by the IRS for a violation of their 501c3 status. That's who these people are. That's who Mr. Burleigh is. And it's a political attack. It's an attack, the timing of which is as understandable as the timing of Jennifer Flowers' attack. Now, this kind of... This Jennifer Flowers, named Mr. John Foster Burleigh, he raises this issue about a black African-American woman, and she's not allowed to say, none of it's true. Well, that's what's being said. None of it is true. It is a pack of lies, a complete distortion, politically motivated by the Democratic Party and their operatives to knock Dr. Polanyi down because they're frightened that she is having a profound impact in the New Hampshire primary and nationally. They are scared to death that they are going to lose control of their so-called left wing, the rank and file of it, who are going to move independent. Jesse Jackson has made plain in nothing less than 25 public statements that one of his main functions for the Democratic Party is to make sure that its left doesn't leave and go independent. The deal is quite straightforward. The Democratic Party is very, very, very concerned, and that's what this is all about. It has nothing to do with truth, nothing to do with anything even vaguely ethical, and that's what needs to be looked at and investigated. And if people don't hear about that, then, you know, again, obviously you can put out whatever you want to put out. That's your business. People, I believe very strongly in the First Amendment. People can say whatever they want to say. But this, in fact, is what I take to be, what Dr. Polanyi takes to be, the truth about Burleigh and these other Democratic Party interlocking directorates.
Can I just ask you, are you saying that the major gay groups in the United States are pawns of the Democratic Party?
Pawns of the Democratic Party? No, I don't think they're pawns of the Democratic Party, but I think that they are effectively groups which they relate directly to and through the Democratic Party. They seek to get their agendas realized by the Democratic Party. Now, if you want to call that pawns, call it pawns. I wouldn't call it pawns. I'd call it American politics. It is unfortunate that that is the way it's done because, in fact, they have not succeeded. The Democratic Party response to AIDS has been an outrage, a criminal outrage, given what the gay community has, in fact, given in terms of votes and support to the Democratic Party. That's the statement Dr. Polanyi makes. But these organizations around the country relate to political parties. That's how American politics is done.
So, in other words, you think the Democratic Party is behind Chip Burleigh's
Absolutely.
Investigation of your group?
Absolutely.
You think the Democratic Party is also behind the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force wish to have you not join the International Gay
Absolutely.
And Lesbian Group?
Absolutely.
What else is the Democratic Party doing, do you think, to hold you back?
The Democratic Party is working overtime to keep Lenora B. Filani, who is the single most significant independent Democrat in the United States of America, to keep her back from being heard. They kept her out of debates in New Hampshire on a hoax, on sham reasons. They made up, they changed the criteria every hour to keep her out so she wouldn't appear, so she could point the finger at those five white male candidates and say, you are a pack of phonies.
Let me ask you, I have an ad here that was printed in one of your newsletters, and it's an ad for a book called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how Jews in America were deeply involved in the slave trade. It says, now a book which documents the hidden story of the Jewish slave merchants is available to you. Over 300 pages and 1,200 footnotes in the world, in the words of the most respected Jewish historians. Read detailed records of Jewish slave ship owners, hundreds of Jewish slave owners, their names and the names of their slaves, Jews in the Confederate Army, slaves in Jewish wills. Why would you run an ad like that?
Well, are you saying that that's not true? I don't understand what you're saying. I'd run an ad like that, or people would run an ad like that, because if that's the case, and there's reason to look at the evidence for it, It's something that must be known, should be known, and that many, many, many African-American scholars are concerned to detail. Why shouldn't that be known if, in fact, it's true? I'm a Jew. To the extent that it's true, and I have studied it somewhat, not as a scholar, I am outraged by it and want it to be a matter of public record. It should be known. It must be known. It's also the case that this book talks about the role that Jews and others played, for example, in developing black stereotypes in the 1930s in the movie industry. Is that true? Yes, it's true. That I know to be true. I'd study that more. It needs to be said. It needs to be publicly addressed. There's no reason not to say it.
Well, I have to say that the language that the ad is written in is the language of baiting people. It's sensationalistic language. It's not the language of scholarship.
The language of the African-American community. The fact of the matter is that this is a study that has been done by African-American scholars. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to think it's dynamite scholarship. But it has been done and reaches hundreds of thousands, indeed millions of people. And I respect the African community, the African-American community, and respect their right to articulate their position in their terms, not in white terms.
What do you see ahead for the New Alliance Party?
What do I see ahead for it?
How far do you think you're going to get?
We're going to go all the way. It's going to be a third major party in the United States of America by the 21st century.
And what is your role in it going to be?
It's going to continue to be whatever it is that I can do. Whatever I have to contribute to the New Alliance Party, I will contribute. So, can I just add
please,
one thing,
yeah,
if I might?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have something. I wanted to, you've been reading quotes from other people,
mm-hmm,
about the New Alliance Party, so maybe I could read one also.
Go ahead.
So, here's a quote. It goes, "Democracy is a competitive marketplace. The issues which candidate Lenore Fulani raised are legitimately within the parameters of popular debate. The New Alliance Party is working to involve people in democratic participation. People are truly participating in acts of citizenship. It's hard to call that behavior cultish." And that's a quote from Eugene McCarthy, who knows a little bit about what it means to work for democracy and for social causes in the United States of America.
Fred Newman is a founder of the New Alliance Party and the campaign director for Lenora Fulani, the party's presidential candidate. On the first half hour of our show, we heard from Chip Berle, an analyst with Political Research Associates, which has investigated the party. Berle denies Newman's charge that Political Research Associates is connected politically or financially to the Democratic Party. This is Fresh Air.